Welcome to episode 2 of Gaming Frenzy by Captain Blockhead, featuring Animal Crossing. All right, you guys can talk now.
Hi.
Hey.
All right. What's the game about? I still don't know because I only started playing Pocket
Camp. Oh my gosh. Yesterday. Pocket Camp. Pocket Camp isn't a real Animal Crossing game.
I know. It's like a ripoff.
So, Animal Crossing is about yourself and how you how it's basically about life. So
this
you move
so
to okay. I'm gonna try to explain it the best I can.
Okay, so make it sound interesting.
Move to a town. You get your own house. You get to interact with cute animals. And yeah. I'm gonna hide the fact about all of the debt that you're in and all the bills you have to pay and all the chores around the island you have to do.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Our end goal by the end of this is to make Lynx want to play this.
I can't even speak.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, Uriah messaged me.
Oh.
You're a thief of joy, he says.
Of voices?
With a gif. Oh, and I have a friend request. I bet it's from Uriah. Yep. All right.
Wait, you unfriended him?
No, he unfriended me.
Oh.
Yeah, I kind of like it. I still don't understand it. So
it's really fun.
I bet it would be fun if I actually played the real one and not Pocket Camp, the fake one.
Yeah, Pocket Camp is not a real Animal Crossing game.
Wait, is it even by Nintendo?
Anything Animal Crossing is by Nintendo, but Pocket Camp isn't technically a real Animal Crossing game. If you want the real Animal Crossing experience, I would suggest either playing the one on the GameCube, Wild World on the DS, Sinfolk on the
Wii. Oh, we can get Animal Crossing on DS?
Yeah, on the regular DS. Well, 3DS and DS. The DS one is Wild World, and the 3DS one is New Leaf. And then, obviously, the one that just came out is New Horizons on the Switch.
I'm gonna see if I can get the Wild World, is it? For my DS. Because I have DSi.
Yeah.
I have a lot of Nintendo things, actually.
Yeah, I do too. I have a lot of stuff, but Animal Crossing is one of my favorite games. I love the villagers in Animal Crossing. They're adorable.
Yeah, Noah actually does a lot of streams on Animal Crossing lately. He used to do it on Fortnite, but of course, the new game came out.
I don't get views on Fortnite.
Hey, I viewed it. I viewed it when I had the time. But this isn't the podcast for Fortnite.
I forgot about your channel, Noah. I'm sorry.
Whoa.
I'm still subscribed.
Just like I forgot about you.
Yeah, in jail.
In jail.
Okay. Anyways, what are we talking about next?
Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I know. Send the link, not the link. Okay. NPCs. What about the NPCs?
The NPCs. I love talking about the NPCs. So, what tier of NPCs should we talk about? Should we talk about the villagers, or should we talk about the main NPCs first?
Let's go with main NPCs.
Okay, so main NPCs, we have, I'm just going to name a couple. We have Tom Nook, Timmy and Tommy, Blathers, Isabel, Orville, and Wilbur. And yes, they do fly a plane. That's why they're named after the Wright brothers. What else? Celeste, Gulliver. Those are some of the main characters, I would say. the main faces that you would see. And they would basically, Tom Nook, Isabel, Timmy, and Tommy are your basically go-to people, or go-to animals, I would say, in this game. And then I would say Blathers is your museum curator, and he will help you like with bugs and fossils and stuff like that. But other than that, Tom Nook likes to scam you with money. He likes to not only scam you, but like... No, I don't scam. What are you talking about?
Says who? That's something a scammer would say.
Maybe. Okay, but Tom Nook likes to give you debt or put you in debt. Timmy and Tommy are his nephews, in which they run the local shop. Isabel is the town hall assistant. You guys already probably know who Isabel is, the adorable Pomeranian in Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Or no, she's a Shih Tzu, I think. I don't know. Watch I don't know. She's some sort of doll. Oh, Josh. But that's basically it for main NPCs. Yeah. So I guess we should move into regular NPCs.
Villagers,
I gotta look up and see how many NPCs are in Animal Crossing.
You're seriously gonna be the only one talking.
I know!
Actually, my favorite NPC in Pocket Camp is probably Jay.
Oh, yeah. Jay was my favorite villager in New Leaf. He was in my town.
Jay likes to work out on Pocket Camp. I don't know if that's the same for everything else.
Yeah, he likes to work out. Jay is one of my favorites. I'll tell you guys which ones I have in my town at the moment in New Horizons.
Okay.
I have a lot of valuable villagers in my island because I've paid a lot of money, in-game money for it.
I was like, why are you?
No, I don't pay real money for this. I would never pay real money for this.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
So my villagers are Rold, Cube, Nibbles, Lopez, Audie, Hazel, Raymond, Twiggy, Felicity, and Sherb. Sherb is my absolute baby boy. I love him so much.
More,
he's adorable.
More guys than I have on my camp in Pocket Camp.
Yeah. So my two favorite villagers are Sherb and Raymond. Raymond is pretty cool. Sherb is awesome. I love him. He's adorable. He used to call me Professor Pie, and another one that I used to like, but I forgot what the name was. But yeah, there's a lot of villagers in Animal Crossing.
And
so
why do you like them?
Because they're adorable. They have their own little personalities.
Of course, that's why Noah likes them.
Bruh.
But they have their own little personalities, and it's you. So yeah.
Okay.
So yeah.
Yeah.
Just so
they all have their own little catchphrases too.
Okay. Just so all of you guys know who are listening to this podcast, is now available on Breaker, Google Podcasts, and Radio Public. No clue what most of those are. But yeah, if you want, go check them out.
Bro.
Yeah, I use Anchor to use it, so.
Nice.
They're just distributing them to big podcast users.
Whoa.
I sent them an email asking if they could add it to iTunes.
Dang, nice.
Or Apple Podcasts or something. Something that involves Apple. Yeah, because I'm definitely not hoping to get any money off this.
Yeah.
You wouldn't get any.
Bro, I'm sorry. I'm looking through this whole list of villagers, and I found my most hated villager that I have in my town.
Who is he?
It's the she. Her name is Felicity. I hate her. She's so mean.
Why don't you just try to feed her something?
I'm trying to kick her out. I'm trying to evict her from my island.
All right.
I've already tried. This Me might too. Sound a little harsh, but I have tried abuse, and it still and she sticks it out, and she stays in my eyes. Yeah, it got really quiet in here all of a sudden.
Okay, it's time for our guest to be unmuted. Survivor.
Oh, good.
It's been 10 minutes. What do you think about this?
Yay, story? I can speak.
He's free.
I don't know. I'm free to speak now.
He's you may free. Speak it if you must.
Yay.
Hooray.
So yeah, what do you think, Survivor? Have you ever played Animal Crossing?
No. Okay. I don't have the money. I don't have enough money to buy the game yet.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, you do have a Switch, so you could technically get it one day.
I have a Switch. I think that's probably the next game I'm going to
okay.
go for.
What I'm going to do, I'm going to save up the it. Money from my podcast if I ever get any.
Bro!
You're gonna if tell you me, get any.
You're going to tell me where you live, and I'm going to buy
if
it.
If you get any.
If I get any. I do save up money that my grandparents
That's a big if.
If, yeah. Yeah. So, details. Details about the game. Favorite details. Let's go, Noah.
Oh, favorite details. Okay. Does it have to be a certain game, or can it be out of all the games?
It can be out of any Animal Crossing game.
Okay, I'm going to talk about New Horizons because it is the new one. So New Horizons has a lot of new features, in it, like... you're able to actually put down people's houses, and you're able to actually put down everyone's infrastructure and whatnot. So you get to basically create your own little town from scratch.
That's fun. I'm just going to say something really quick. It fun. Sounds yeah. like we're actually doing an ad for Animal Crossing.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe
like,
we are.
Hey,
maybe
I would do an ad for Animal Crossing.
Maybe this is an
I,
ad in
I
the
love
sky.
Animal Crossing.
Hey, Nintendo, if you're listening to this, I'm glad...
Nintendo, give me money, please.
I will
subscribe to Noah Cent
for,
and give me money.
I will do an ad for any of your games, especially Super Mario or Mario Kart. I love those ones.
Nah.
But those aren't what we're talking about. Continue.
Okay. A new feature in this one is the terraforming or like the island development kind of feature. Where you can basically become God and just destroy and build your own, like, terrain. And it's just...
That's cool.
It basically gives you a whole palette to, like, create your own little town.
That's
great.
Cool.
I'm won over on getting this game now. That feature alone has won me over on getting this game.
I may get a Switch one day. I don't know. Maybe. You never know.
You should get a Switch if you're able to get it. It's awesome. I love it.
That feature alone has won me over. I really love building style game like stuff.
Yeah,
so.
Like SimCity kind of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just like where you can completely customize the world.
So, Lynx, have you been won over yet?
No, Noah's not very good at describing things.
I am.
Noah's not good at anything.
He's better at describing things than me.
About me. That's the only
I'm
thing
good
that...
at I'm good at playing good at doing YouTube.
Yes, you're good at streaming. You're good at streaming.
Oh.
Although you get no donations because you have no
I don't care if I don't get any donations. I'm getting subscribers. I like interacting with my community.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't because I'm not allowed to stream. Ooh. Although, I do premiere every episode of the podcast that I do on YouTube. So,
dun, dun,
so
dun.
Far, only one. But my live chat is turned off because kid-friendly YouTube.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can filter out what can be said. In
well, I have to set my videos to
Or is that just comments?
I have to... set my videos to kid friendly, so all of my comments, my live chat is turned off.
Oh yeah,
no, that means you're not getting any revenue or anything if you are
any manure
monetized.
Any manure?
That's what I heard Noah say. That's what I heard Noah say.
Shut up.
Any revenue? What is? I have no idea what that means. I'm a dumb goat.
Revenue means money. You're not gonna get any money.
How do you not know what revenue means?
I know. I know I'm not gonna get any money. I even looked into like monetization on YouTube, and it says I can't get it in my location anyways. YouTube,
in your location?
Fix
wait,
your
what? Freaking
display and how your website works.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Anyways, what do you think about the graphics?
Oh, the graphics are awesome.
I like the graphics of Battlefront 2 better. They're more realistic.
Battlefront 2 is not that good. Ew.
Those graphics in Battlefront 2 are awful.
No, graphics are pretty okay, but gameplay-wise...
No, I mean graphics on Battlefront 2, the new one.
The old one is awful.
The old one is
bad. I haven't played the new one.
Yeah, well, I'm actually gonna try to figure out how to record on what's it called, consoles. So I'm probably gonna do some videos on that soon.
I'll tell you how to do that after the podcast.
Actually, I can. I have found a video, a channel that does all sorts of tech stuff. So.
Bro, I record on my Switch all the time. I know how to do it.
If Noah does this,
It all the time.
Okay, I'll ask him.
Ask Noah how.
Him later. Anyways, so scale of 1 to 10, what would you rate the graphics?
Graphics, I would rate it. In the new game, I would rate it probably a 7.5 out of 10.
I feel like you never hear people say like use points.
I'm gonna say 8. I'm looking at the graphics right now. There's very subtle details in New Horizons that haven't been in other games.
Oh god.
And then multiplayer.
Multiplayer is so much fun.
Well, my older sister and my mom play Pocket Camp, so I'm going to see if I can friend them.
Oh, no. We're not. I don't want to talk about Pocket Camp. No. We're not going to talk about Pocket Camp. Pocket Camp is trash compared to all the other Animal Crossing games. Okay.
So what is Pocket Camp?
Is that the mobile version of Animal Crossing that doesn't work? It's not Animal Crossing.
Wait a second.
It's free.
The Switch is mobile. Wait a second.
No, the phone.
Okay.
iPad version. /iPod version.
So basically, multiplayer on New Horizons is you basically get to go to other people's islands and they can come to your island. The only problem is you would need like Nintendo Switch Online, which you just have to pay for. But okay. It's so much fun. You can
door open.
Show other people your island. You can host like mini games. Like I found a couple, like I've found out a way to make mini games in the game. It's just a really good way to interact with your friends.
Okay, this is making no sense.
I may see if I can get it for my DS, because, yeah.
Yeah, you should start out with Wild World. Wild World's a good one to start out on. I would say to start out on Wild World, New Leaf, or City Folk.
Okay. Well, I don't actually have a 3DS, so I wouldn't be able to play New Leaf.
Yeah.
But I have a DSi, so. And this survived quite a few falls. I got it, like, a long time ago.
Are you dropping it?
Sometimes. I used to drop it all the time, so I had to have a...
Why?
By accident.
What did it do?
Oh my god.
It survived. That's what it did. It survived. I had to drop it again because it survived.
What did it do to deserve to be dropped?
It was an accident.
It was an accident.
Mm-hmm. That's what Noah said when he forgot about me.
Okay, well, Survivor, we're almost out of time for the guest. Okay. So, would you recommend this game?
If you like building stuff, yes, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I'm sorry, you're asking the wrong person.
You're asking the wrong person, buddy.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
You can stay. I'm just going to mute you.
Adios, people.
Adios, amigo.
Oh, my God.
All right. Pros and cons. What do you guys think?
Okay.
Pros. A con, for me, it's really slow. It's a really slow process.
It really is a slow process.
But once you get there, it's fun. That's what I'm guessing.
Okay. I will put this out there. If you time travel, you're going to have a lot of fun very rapidly, but you're going to lose interest in the game very fast. I'm a time traveler and like in Animal Crossing, and I've lost interest in the game a couple times already.
Wait.
And I've been playing nonstop for a month.
Are you Noah from the future or the past, since you're a time traveler?
I am Noah.
Okay. Noah's no one.
But, yeah, so if you play the game correctly, as in don't time travel like I do, okay. Then you would have a lot more fun in it, and you will get to space it out a lot more, and it'll be...
All right.
It'll be a more enjoyable experience.
It'll be a more enjoyable experience.
A more enjoyable experience.
Okay, Lynx, what do you think? What do you think a con would be, even though you've never played it?
Playing it.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Well, the way Noah's describing it, like...
A con would probably be Lynx's account.
Oh.
The one that she doesn't even have.
Oh my god.
What even?
It's okay, no. We were like this in the last episode of the podcast. Where we were saying...
I was actually paying attention in the last... All I hear is Noah, so I just, like, drift away.
You just tuned me out.
Yeah.
Okay, Noah, I'll any other pros or cons for you?
Pros, it's a really good way to manage money. I'm just gonna say that. It's a good way to help you manage money, because I'm bad at managing money.
You have to save up in order to buy.
You have to save up? You have mortgages and stuff like that that you have to pay off, and it's just... You have to figure out, like, you have to manage your money correctly. So, like, it's a good way to practice that.
Yeah. My pro would probably be it's addictive. I like.
Oh, it so is.
Yeah, it's probably not good to actually like addictive games and play them, but.
Yeah,
I do. I play Candy Crush and Geometry Dash. Those are so addictive.
Candy Crush, no.
Yes, Candy Crush. Okay.
Oh my god.
What's the price at, Noah?
The price for Animal Crossing New Horizons is $60 right now.
Oh my word.
60?
Yeah, I pre-ordered it. That's
another reason I'll probably never play it.
And then, what about for, whatever the one for the DS is called.
Wild World. Let me check real fast. Wild World.
Hey Siri, Animal what's Crossing. The price for Wild World Animal Crossing for the DS?
It looks like...
It says nothing on Siri.
It says eBay has it for $33. Walmart has it for $10.
Huh. I may order it from Walmart because I
might be able to go to GameStop and get a used copy.
I'm in Canada, remember? We may not be probably.
Oh yeah, don't you have Game though?
Yeah, we have EB Games.
Yeah, you might be able to go to EB Games and get a used copy.
$10 at Walmart though. That's not that bad. I may try to order that.
Obviously, yay.
This is all US, but still.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. So, Noah, would you recommend this game to someone else?
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, so the story about this game. I recommended it to my girlfriend.
Quick, you have 10 seconds.
Oh, God. I recommended it to my girlfriend. I recommended her the Wii version, and she got addicted to it, and now she has a Switch with Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Nice.
She can't put it down.
Nice. I'd recommend it if you like addictive games. Lynx, would you recommend it?
Yeah.
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 Okay. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Noah Sense, a new co-host. Uriah has been kicked out because he was abusing his power.
Bye, so, guys. Yeah. Thank you.
Peace out.
Don't forget to Noah Sense on YouTube.
Don't advertise.
oh, my God.
If you want to support me, go to the description of this podcast. Click the link to my YouTube channel. It'll really help me out. I'm trying to beat my friend, and yeah, see you next time in the next episode.